This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. This is Adrian Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with the one and only Bob Bodine today. You are going to have the time of your life. This is the most connected human being I've ever known in my life. Every time I turn around, this guy is rubbing shoulders with a muckety muck of epic proportion. We owe him our life in Colorado. Colorado will never be the same. Here's Deion Sanders. He's down here coaching a really, really small college, Jackson State, doing a heck of a job, really, really doing a great job of turning those kids around football-wise and life-wise. Biggest Christian guy you ever want to meet in your life. He says, you know, one of these days I'm going to be in the NFL or something like that, but nobody really listened, you know. They thought he was just stuck down there. Not Bob Bodine. Bob Bodine got in place at the University of Colorado. He is now a Colorado Buffalo, and it is on like Donkey Kong, isn't it?
It is.
Like Donkey Kong. Don't you just love Bob Bodine?
I love him so much. I already loved him so much. And now that he plays Coach Prime, there's just...
You didn't know that?
I didn't know it, but it's they didn't.
Okay, well, that's the way that goes.
There we go. Points. Go Buffs. Contact mapping.
Amen. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. It is so cool. And what I love even more is that the entire name of the game of Bob and... the company that he runs and the program that he runs and the inside baseball story of how Coach Prime and the athletic director of the University of Colorado and the whole thing came to be is 100% a story of character and the right people going to the right places at the right time in order for this all to happen. And so let's talk a little bit about that, Bob. Because
no, I want to talk about something else. You people are stupid enough to think it happened like over a weekend. It happened over about 20 years. That's the difference between Bob Bodine and the world. He develops the relationships, nurtures them until such point that there is a collision in the universe called God saying this is supposed to happen, and God thinks, who am I going to call to execute this plan? Bob Bodine, and that's what's there. So I wanted to get that across to everybody. This guy is no flash in the pan. He's the real deal, and I love him. And I'm so excited that I'm screwing the show up already. So now
that didn't take long. So talk a little bit about the backstory behind this as much as you can, because you're exactly right, Dad, that you know these things that look like, oh, wow, isn't that cool? There were 20 chess moves that happened in the background before the big, you know, the big boom that everybody got all excited about. That all of this came about in a very methodical and very powerful way. So, talk whether you can talk in specific terms or in more general terms, because I know this is a story that has played out in many places across your entire career. How does that look as far as getting the right people in the right place for you, Bob?
Thank you. First, it's so, I mean, to be with the Chenaults, I mean, come on, get out of here. This is like the greatest of all time. I feel like family, though. It's now way past all this. I wore my special Texas Ranger hat just for Tom.
Oh, my God, you guys can't believe it. We walked into the shop, the store where you get all the stuff, and they go, Mr. Bodine. And I walk in, and they go, is this Tom? And I go, yeah, I'm Tom. Well, Mr. Bodine wants you to have anything you want in the whole store. So I got it. Everything about the day he took me to the Texas Rangers game was unbelievable. I don't know if we're going to get to that, but he wore that hat for a reason because he remembered it meant something to me. He's got 500 hats. He had to grab the one that meant something to me. You are unbelievable. I'm going to interrupt this whole show. Just little Bobism. I got to point out because the guy's a magician.
You're so right. I mean, one of the things that I think that's just what friends are all about. One of the things that early in the process is that, you know, this is a the whole story is friendship and getting to know people to where you all of a sudden can get to know them in such a way that when in a business it becomes so small, the people you cross all of a sudden touch and get to things that are so amazing. And that's pretty much how we've kind of configured this so far. I got to know Deion Sanders back, 7.5, 8 years ago, when he came to my office and he wanted to talk about, how do I get into the coaching field? And so he kind of spent a day with me and my right hand at the time. And we spent time talking all about the various strategies and all about the people. And then he maneuvered out, got a fantastic job at Jackson State. And of course, he's not just your normal guy. I mean, he's got 40 million people on social media that follows him. I mean, he's the largest name, image, and likeness person, which is now the hottest thing you could possibly do. He probably understands the portal better than anything else. And then on the other side, all of a sudden, the guy Rick George, who you met, Tom, because he was the president of the Texas Rangers when you came to the game with me, and so we had a chance to kind of spend time with him and a number of others. But the fun part about doing life with these people is that Rick George was a Colorado Buff, and he was a coach. I placed him in his first job all of a sudden in PGA Tour. He then moved, and I placed him then at the Texas Rangers. And then all of a sudden, he's a Colorado AD. And then his job comes open. We did one time his job where I put in Mel Tucker, who's now at Michigan State. And he did that, but they paid him the largest amount of money after a year to leave. It was so unbelievable. So this time, it was like perfect timing, right? And everyone in the world wanted Deion Sanders. And they, mainly because he's just so connected and no one else really had a chance but us. And so we kind of brought him in. This was the right move for him. It's the right city. Boulder, it's the right spot. He was telling a story the other day that he had never really been in the snow, and he was out snowmobiling and he was doing something, and he said, my gosh, it was 30 degrees, but 30 degrees in Colorado is like warm compared to being like 30 degrees in Dallas, or something where you're all of a sudden freezing. And so he's a strong character, great quality person. I don't know if you've seen one of his four series thing, docu-series, on him, but he brings out The Rock, he brings out Snoop Dogg, there's nobody who doesn't come with him in this process. He's got a fantastic agent, Constance, and one of my other friends, Jordan Bajant, was another guy that played a part in this. So you have like another agent over here who's introducing me to his agent, becoming great friends with her, and she's not just someone, she's like a studio head. I mean, he doesn't just pick like agents. So how can you pull all these pieces around and then keep it quiet until the very end? And everyone's speculating, but no one really knew until the very end. And then all of a sudden, a number of people thought they were going to have them. But, Tom, we kind of tried to lock that up pretty quick.
Right. Unbelievably beautiful. Who the heck is Bob Bodine? So you just tell these people how it is that you got named by Roger Goodell as the most powerful man in the National Football League nobody ever heard of. How did you get there from here? It's unbelievable.
I just been blessed. I don't know. I to some degree, a little bit goes back to how I started in a little bit of spending time. I've done the same meeting for 40 plus years for mentoring advice and daily guidance. And I call it two chairs, and people, do a lot of things where they're out trying to find information and find favor and find direction and find their plan, and they don't do it. And I know we'll talk about two chairs, but it's one chair for God and one for you. And so one of the great things is I just sit there and listen to him and talk. And one of the things I said to him one time was I had gotten into the search business and was doing 10 years of executive search, placing manufacturing CEOs and presidents of technology companies and all of that. And I turned to my dad, who had started the whole industry in 1967. I mean, he's kind of like Ronald Reagan. I mean, he's just one of those guys that he walked in a room and he just carried it. And I said to him, I should do what I love and what I'm really good at. And I think there's a lot of people who are listening that kind of want to tie that. Could I really do what I love with people I love in a place I love where my family loves it and I can do it for all the right reasons? My dad said, so what are you really talking about? I said, well, when I do a search for like the president of a manufacturing company, at the end of the search, I get a tour of the plant. But if I did the head of marketing for the NBA, we'd get All-Star Weekend. And so could you possibly believe that, you know, one of the things about two chairs is just the discipline of sitting and coming in and saying, hey, so what do you want to do? And I really believe, you know, my job is to find the one person who can change a company, change a team, you know, for the better of not just for themselves, but for the team, right? To create the right atmosphere, the right, the collegiality, the right, you know, motivation to make kids good on the field and off the field, to make people feel like they're loved and affirmed. And so my opening, one of the guys who was on our board of directors, I had no idea when my dad rolled it out to him and said, hey, Bob wants to do something in sports. The odds are is my opening search was the commissioner of baseball, where I put in Bud Selig. And then, you know, like I interviewed Colin Powell and every governor and every person who, you know, ran Disney and ran all the various media and studio companies. And so I got well connected into that. And then I kind of did the Arena Football League. We kind of started that kind of like what like The Rock has taken over now, you know, for XFL. And then we did Continental Basketball League, which is really now the G League. And so then we really took off and started doing all the pro teams, and then college took off. And so now we've placed like, God has just blessed us. I mean, we placed like 54 of the 100 athletic directors in the country and 90 coaches.
That is sick. Isn't that just crazy?
It's the coolest thing ever. And it's on a level, you know, that I don't even know how to put words to that, but the level of difficulty, everyone on earth would like to have your job, right? Like,
they think they do.
Like, yeah, for sure. Amen. They think they would. But, you know, you're a kid, you're a college kid, you want to get into sports. Like, that is like, man, that's the dream board right there. And you have not just achieved it, you really kind of created it, because it didn't exist until it came about. And I know that your faith and your daily walk with God is a huge component of that. And we're 1 minute into a break, so that's a whole gigantic can of worms that I want to open, but that we shouldn't open with a minute left to the show. But I just, you know, to number one, have the audacity to ask to go and create this thing that you dreamed into existence and that couldn't have happened without divine intervention in order for those way, you know, for it to all open itself up and then to experience it, is just a beautiful thing. And so we're going to go to a break here. We're talking to Bob Bodine, founder of Eastman Bodine, the number one recruiting agency for executive placement of coaches and execs in the sports world, in the world. And he's just an amazing human being. So on the break, go check out Bob Bodine. It's BEAUDINE.com. Go check out his two books, Two Chairs and The Power of Who. Book him to come speak for your organization, and we'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, and Jason Kohler.
He can't drive. He's got a four-wheel drive car that is like $50,000, and it's so hysterical because he's just scared to drive it on even wet roads. So he's sitting at the red light in Boulder, Colorado, looking very hip, slick, and cool. Up in the next car, who pulled up?
Coach Prime.
Coach Prime. And what Coach Prime? And was he nice to you?
His sweetheart.
Wasn't that the most beautiful thing ever?
Yeah.
Kind of made your day.
Made my month.
And he said, nice car.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And then he talked about how cool you were.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Well, you know why? Because you're really nice, and you deserve every bit of it. All right?
Yeah.
I love you. This is Jason. He is the producer of this show. Bob is walking around doing something, and that's pretty cool. So we're back.
I'm back. This is so awesome.
I love him. I love Bob Bodine. Spiritual and natural things, and natural and spiritual things, and that's my kind of guy. Of course, he's about ready to fall over, so I hope he's not.
I am. I'm moving into a spot to make sure this phone does it. It was supposed to be like perfectly like ready, and I'm making sure that all of a sudden I don't miss something. We go out. So here we go.
Okay, good. So I want to talk about him for a second while we're doing this.
Yeah,
I got into some deep trouble a couple of months ago where I didn't know where to turn. And instead of turning to anywhere, I turned to Two Chairs, his book, sat down with God, and then I called Bob Bodine. And I had a really powerful conversation with him on the phone, two men talking about things that are deep water stuff, with nobody judging or shaming the other guy. He didn't, he wasn't in a position where he needed anything. I was, and It's just unbelievable to me that I've got friends like Bob Bodine in my life. And I want all of you to go get The Power of Who and Two Chairs to understand what I'm talking about. Because then I went down to Texas and Bob Bodine picks me up and we're trying to, I have no idea, but the next thing I know, we're heading to his country club for breakfast. So instead of having like going to Cracker Barrel with me and spending $5, we're going to spend $200 and go to his unbelievable country club. And we go peeling in there and we walk across the room and everybody's going, hello, Bob. But the most beautiful thing was the waitress. She literally had tears in her eyes as
Carmen.
She and Bob talked about her life. Because this guy looks past nobody, he looks down at nobody, unless he's looking down at them to pull them up to his level. You need to be Bob Bodine. I love this guy. He is absolutely at my top of my list of go-to in deep water guys. So, sorry, did I do okay?
You did great.
Okay, good. Take it away.
And I think this is an interesting thing, and maybe we pull this in here, is that, you are a guy who has a long-standing, deep, deep faith. And yet you run in circles all the time with people from every possible walk of life. And I would imagine, and I'd love just to kind of hear you talk about this, but, your job in those conversations is not to tell people what they should have done. It's not to judge people. It's not to look down. I mean, I would imagine you have seen stuff that I can barely even imagine in terms of the types of deep water that clients of yours and things like that have gotten into. And so when you see that kind of stuff, how do you show up in the space of non-judgmental and supportive and kind and not go to that place of, well, you should have done this or whatever that is?
So it's such a good question. One of my favorite things in the world is to help people in trouble. But I see trouble in a totally different manner than other people. I see trouble as an opportunity in disguise. And of course, my favorite thing is someone comes in, they meet me, they're really coming in. They could be ridiculously successful and they just got in trouble. They just had a relationship break. They got fired. They cheated. They did something. There's something how in this. And they come in and sit with me and then they kind of want to talk about the power of Bob. And I didn't, of course, write that book. I wrote The Power of Who. And so I always first start out and sit with them and say, hey, so I heard about your situation. I just want to say right off the bat, congratulations. Like, this is the greatest day of your life. And the shock, like, on their face, I think, is just surprising. What do you mean? I said, listen, you hated that job. You got divorced in that job. You got in trouble doing something. Wouldn't it be fantastic to now pick and choose what it is that you'd love to do? And that's what we're going to talk about, dreaming out loud. You get to dream out loud with your friends. We get to stop and get them to understand that God isn't like mad at you. He's not mad he made you. He made no mistakes. He's got a plan for you. And the answer is he just liked to talk to you about it. And so most of the time, it's the simplest way for me to share something about Two Chairs is like, say, hey, look at like, if I go through Two Chairs with him, then they say, and I say, hey, if there's like a 1% chance that the guy who created the whole world would like meet you tomorrow at your place and do you own chairs? And they say, yes. And I say, well, he'd come talk to you. I said, would you go? And They always say yes. And I said, well, yeah, exactly. Well, fantastic. Let's, call me tomorrow after you have a conversation.
That is so brilliant. We got to take a quick break, and we're going to pick this up on the other side. We're with Bob Bodine on Legacy Leadership.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. Former President Trump plans to visit the site of the train derailment in eastern Ohio next week. In a post on Truth Social, Trump wrote he's making the trip on Wednesday because the residents of East Palestine are great people who need help now.
I am on city water, but I'd rather just, as a precaution, I have three young kids, myself, my wife, and I'd rather not find out months down the road that there is a problem.
Trump, a 2024 presidential candidate, said he also hopes President Biden will respond. The U.S. is denouncing the latest North Korean missile test. A National Security Council spokesperson called Saturday's firing of a long-range missile into the Sea of Japan a flagrant violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. Nobody picked all six numbers last night in the Mega Millions, so Tuesday's drawing is $104 million. Tonight's Powerball drawing worth $73 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And we are back. It is Tom Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And it is Bob Bodine, Adrian Chenault, and Tom Chenault. And we are having the time of our life with Bob Bodine. This is a long segment. And we're really going to talk about faith a lot and a lot about integrity and being your word and never selling yourself out. Because I'm telling you, you start living your life like that and nothing can rip you asunder. And if you're aligned with the God of your understanding, all this trial and tribulation comes at you. And you look at it with a smile on your face and say, you know what? God's got something bigger for me. That's why I'm going through this. Game on. And that's exactly what's going on. Bob Bodine is the man. If you don't have his books, you are out of your mind. If you don't have these books, there's got to be a reason for it. And if it's money, you call me and I'll buy you one. It's that simple. I will send you one for free. because I'm telling you what, it is life-changing, and I love him.
I do, too. So, Bob, we were talking before the break about this moment, right, that you people come to you, they've just maybe in their mind are walking into your office going, I have just completely ruined my career. I've blown up my life. You know, I've got no leg to stand on. I'm finished. And you get the opportunity to walk in there and completely transform their perspective and their headspace to move into a positive direction. And so what does that conversation look like?
So the first thing is that you set up your room where you're going to be, where they're going to come in such an atmosphere that's so positive, that's so uplifting. I think it's such a, you know, I have people coming to this office all the time, and most of them are coming in either as candidates or they're coming in because they're really not happy. I mean, we have 69% of the country who believe that a bad day at the beach is better than a good day at work. I mean, we have 80% of the country are not using their number one talent. We had 40 million people resign during the whole aspect of the pandemic, and they haven't really found their way back. And they were all silenced, and they were all quiet, and they all couldn't do anything. They have no friends. We're all friendly, but we don't have friends. And so what happens is the first thing that I'm going to get them to do is I'm going to hug them right off the bat. And that just changes the tone of this first meeting. And then I'm going to turn and say, hey, listen, I want to just tell you how fantastic you are. I want to tell you all the good things. I mean, everybody wants to talk about all the bad things. I want to talk about all the good. I want to remind you who you are, whose you are, and the path you're called. And so we're going to hug. I'm going to stop and tell you congratulations on losing your job. You know, I had a guy, he said, my son's had 3 DUIs. Everything's gone wrong. I don't know what to do. My wife and I are going to have a nervous breakdown. And he says, no one can do anything. He can't drive. What should I do? And I said, I don't know. Send him over to my office. And he goes, well, like, what do you mean, send him over? I said, send him over. And he goes, when? I don't know. Drive him over now. Get him an Uber. And so he did. And I looked at the kid and I go, so listen, your best is ahead. So hope, see, the whole concept of the power of who is a message of hope, is that if you have 100 friends and I have 100 friends, we don't have 100, but if we did, we don't have 200 friends, we have 10,000. How many do we need out of our friends to help this young man get his life back on track? One. And I'm going to start, and then I'm going to open up everything that I can possibly do to help this person to be able to get back on track, to believe in himself again, and then talk about the trouble to say, hey, so listen, it's hard. Can you forgive yourself? And so we have to get into some conversations first. And the problem is, you know, most of the time, they're not really mad at God in the subject ever. They're mad at somebody who's done something around that subject, right? Or they're mad at their dad, or they're mad at something else. And so my first thing, you know, I love to do this, is I'm going to get them in my saying, okay, so let's play a game. And everybody loves this game, so I'm going to get them to text message their best friend. And so, first off, they're struggling to come up with a best friend, but we're going to still do it. And we're going to say 3 things. We're going to send it to their mate. We're going to send it to their dad or mom. They're going to send it to their son. They're going to send it to their brother. And then we're going to try to see who their friends are. We're going to send it. We're going to send the same message. And we're going to say, hey, I was just thinking about you. Can you imagine someone just coming up out of nowhere and saying, hey, I'm just thinking about you? That's so unbelievable. These are 3 most affirming lines. I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate your friendship. And then we're going to say, I love you. And then everyone who's sending it to a guy from a guy looks at me like, huh? Can I send that? I mean, what the heck? And I said, yes. I mean, there's like 180 words in the Greek language for love, and we have 1. So I love my wife, Cheryl. This year is going to be, can you imagine, 40 years of marriage? And I mean, it's so spectacular, and she's my best friend. But I love my wife, since there's only 1 word in our language for love. I love my wife, but I love tacos, so it's really confusing. No, the answer is, so when we start to do this and we send these messages out, when I do it with them one-on-one, and everybody should do this. And if they have anything, it's, remember this. Hey, I'm just thinking about you. I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate your friendship. I love you. And then send it just like that. And then they send it out and the person says, did you mean this for me? Yes. Yeah, I meant that. That's 94% of your mates send back that. I mean, it's the funniest thing in the world. And then we say, no, I meant this for you. And then we only have 3 lines. No, I meant this for you. I love you. And then if they come back and they go, oh, wow, ditto. We say, where's the love? And now what happens is the people that I'm sitting across are getting messages from their people, their who, that they didn't think they had. And they say, I'd do anything for you.
I miss you. I love you. Where you been? Let's talk. Are you okay? What's been happening? You know, what happened to the fact that we would send notes and just talk? I had a friend, Kerry Turner, who just passed away about a month ago. He's one of my best friends. And he would send me a 15 to 30 second voice message every day or every other day just saying, hey, Bob, I'm in the car. I'm heading to Pier 1. He was a chief financial. I'm heading to Pier 1. Just wanted to tell you what a day today is. Did I tell you today that I love you? Did I tell you that you're my best friend? And I'd sit and listen to this. And what do you do with people like that? I don't know. I love them. I'd do anything. And you know who's just like that? Adrian, your dad.
Oh, no way.
That's you. You're the most positive person, and it's the reason I love getting your messages. I love talking to you. I love getting when you're sitting with young guys and they say, hey, listen, I'm going to get Bob on the phone. I want to answer the phone. Why?
It freaks them out, man. They tell me they think he's absolutely the greatest. I go, let's call him. But you don't even remember what happened early in our relationship because we've known each other so long. I dropped Bob Goff's name on Bob like I was something. And he goes, let's call him. It was hysterical because Bob knows everybody and everybody knows Bob and they love each other. And I learned so much. You know, you got to forget your agenda, get into their agenda and let them know how much you love them. And the party's on, right?
Amen. We got to get Bob Goff on this show. I haven't thought of him in a long time. What an amazing person.
Ambassador.
Is he still alive? How old is the poor guy now?
I mean, he's so tall. I mean, when he hugs you, you feel enveloped.
He's probably younger than you are.
That's exciting. That was insulting. Okay, keep going.
Well, you already know Tom's much younger than me.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble now. So I'm going to hard pivot. I wanted to go here, and I want to make sure we have enough time for it. So we talked about that deep water. We talked about finding your hue, and you already wove this in your amazing wife, Cheryl, and congratulations on coming up 40 years this year. I'll be 15 this year, so you've got 25 years on me. And, you know, just from reading your books, let alone watching and hearing the way you talk about your wife and your kids, and then hearing about the way that you talked about your dad and his impact on you, your love for your wife, your love for your family is something that is incredibly inspiring to me. And 40 years in, what's on your heart to share about what it takes to build a really powerful, really loving long-term relationship, Bob?
You know, it's always the little things, right? It's actually being present. I mean, I think the greatest present anyone can give someone is their presence, and they're actually looking at them and listening to them and trying to do something. It's like, hey, so like I'm thinking today as I was coming in, I've been so busy this week. I had so many things. I'm thinking, what could I get Cheryl that she'd like? She doesn't want me to go out because I just did something at Christmas. I don't want to do that. I want something little. And then so I was trying to think. So today I went out and found this special perfume that I know she's just going to die for. And then a special body cream that she just will love. And then why? I don't know. It's just, I don't want to get her something that she just thinks, you know, somebody, you know, that I had to think about it. And so there's something about a card that you don't just sign, love you, Bob, that you stop and write something that matters, right? That stops and takes a moment to say what you personally mean to me, right? And how you've been there for me. You know, today, most people don't understand. I mean, there's a line in the Bible that says there's no greater love than to lay your life down for a friend. And so friendship is the greater love. And as I do these text messages, people don't see, they have a different category for their family in this, right? That's the problem of the power of who. They didn't see their friends and family as resources and conduits to their dream. And of course, that was the big mistake. God gave you all the people. And when he gave you the wife, I mean, you know, when I met Cheryl, as you know, is I went to a church to listen to some guy give a talk who's from New Zealand, and he gave this great talk. I loved it. I decided I'd go back and listen to it one more time, and he was fantastic. I said to him afterwards, I said, wow, that was great. He says, come to lunch with me and my wife and bring your wife. I said, well, I'm not married. And he says, great. So they go off, they sit, and while we're sitting having lunch, he starts to giggle, and he says, I know the perfect person for you. What are you talking about? And he says, I do know. And he says, there's 2,000 people in this church. There's only been two people who told me this was a good talk. You and a girl named Cheryl. And then we met. And on the first night we met, because we had made a list of what we were looking for. You know, you get to a point in your life, if you're not married and you're listening to this, that you're saying to yourself, I wonder if I can still find my mate. I mean, everyone, listen, God wants you to have a best friend and a mate, somebody who cherishes you and loves you and tells you how beautiful you are. I have three daughters. I mean, dang it, you got to tell your daughters all the time how amazing they are, how gifted they are, how much they're still going to find that great job. They're still going to find it. My youngest isn't married, so we just had this talk again. And I said, you need to take 2 days off and go sit in Dripping Springs in Austin, near Austin, and you need to just get a house and just sit and talk to God. And so we made a list about everything in detail. And we had written down the first day we met that we were going to marry this person. Can you imagine? And so I want people to understand is that friendship, God would not create a world where there's single people and widows and widowers. Okay, and not allow them to get the greater love. What's the greater love? Best friends. You might find somebody else who's a different model this or a different model that, but you ain't ever giving up your best friend. And in life, I'm just telling you, that's the key. Is my number one key for Cheryl and I, we forgive each other in seconds. We try not to let the sun down, but if we don't, by the time we wake up and hit two chairs together and we're talking after I've been up a little bit, we wouldn't even. It's so silly. I'd never had an argument with my wife except about my kids.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, we're going to take one last break, and we're going to come back for the final segment with Bob Bodine. What an amazing story. We'll pick that thread up on the other side. So you're listening to Legacy Leadership with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. Amazing guest, Bob Bodine. We'll be back right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from Wall of Fire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And it is Bob Bodine, the author of Two Chairs and The Power of Who, and literally one of the greatest guys I know. He has brought tears to my eyes. I don't know if you noticed it twice today. And I love him. I love him with all of my heart. And 40 years of marriage. How many? 40.
He's coming up 40. I'm coming up 15.
Holy mackerel. And I'm coming up on 100, I think. So, yeah, that's exciting.
Thank you. And you're both married to amazing women. I love your wives.
Well, it's been pretty good so far. So let's hope the next 25 works out. So keep it up.
There we go. So, Bob, you said something, and this is oftentimes a reminder for me, and so maybe it's something that you've experienced too over the years, which is that I think you touched on this a little bit in talking about how people think about friends and family in a more general sense. One of the things that I have struggled with at times over the years is that I forget to treat my wife like my best friend. I forget to lean on her like my best friend, and to trust her with the things that worry me or scare me. And I tell myself a story that I am somehow protecting her, and that's why I'm doing that. I don't know what it is, but I don't think that's right. And so have you ever wrestled with that? And what would you say 40 years in on how you combat that kind of thinking?
So I had my dad was always like my number one who. He was my best friend. And my mom was just one of the greatest people on the earth. But when my dad passed away, in 2000, it's hard to believe it's 23 years. It seems like yesterday. I mean, I talk to my dad all the time, and it just seems like he's always near, and I always get downloads from something that he's telling me. But one of the things that I think is amazing for people is that I asked my wife if she'd be my number one who. That means I said, you're one with me. God made us one spirit. You already know everything. You're already discerning. Women are so amazing. They have such a better discernment over men. It's so crazy. There's nothing my daughters could do that my wife didn't already know it or dream of that it was going to occur. I mean, so we would find out all their stuff. But my wife has a tenderness that knows when I'm hurt, when I'm a little bit off, etc. And so I don't mess up and try to tell her things I think there's a bad thing that men do is they're 99% of their time really going great. And then they have this trailing conversation that they come home and then they dump all the bad stuff on their wife. And it's just like they lost their faith. Right. And so, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just like goals and dreams and, you know, what happened here and what can we do about this? As you know, last year been a very tough year for Cheryl and I. I mean, so, you know, in June, all of a sudden, a frantic call from my granddaughter, and that she screamed out that my grandson had drowned. And Cheryl and I just looked at each other, and we went into straight defense mode. And my son-in-law had gotten him out of the pool and revived him. And so everything is now like a panic. And then Cheryl and I just prayed the whole way over to their house. And we moved at a speed. So in this world, my life quote is John 16:33, that in this world you will have trouble. And then it says, you will be of good cheer. Cheryl's life quote is Philippians 4:6-8, that says, be anxious for nothing. Just make your requests known to God, and the peace of God that passes and really surpasses understanding will fall on you. And then I want you to think on all these things that are good and pure and lovely and excellent. That was the last thing that we were thinking. And we needed to pray and get to our house. And when we arrived, the ambulance was already leaving, and then Cheryl and I just looked at Cheryl and I said, you got Jenny and Emma, and I got Rob. And then from that day forward, when you're involved in a tragedy, and so there's no neutral ground, you're either going to have faith or fear. You're either going to have faith or no peace. And so one of the things I tell people is don't keep all this stuff up to yourself. I mean, what Tom was saying earlier, he's in all of a sudden a little trouble. The first thing he does is he shares it and he says, hey, what should I do? How should I do this? And that's what people who are the brightest minds in the world share something, because they know who they're going to share it with. That's their secret keeper that's just going to sit and give them good advice, that they're all for it. Well, we have no better friend than Jesus. we just don't. And he's our advocate, and he comes and tries to help us. He gave us the Holy Spirit to kind of comfort us. And I don't know how to express it, but on day two, we locked arms with our family, and we surrendered and said to God, hey, we're going to trust you. And he stepped in the room. And so for people who, you know, everyone has got trouble. I mean, we know people every single day. My favorite thing is to talk to people and help them survive this. And I had to help my daughter survive it, right? And when things aren't good, God's not done. I mean, I got the good news, if no one has ever heard the story, is that my grandson did pass away, and on the eighth day, they did this honor walk. It's like the Medal of Honor, because you're going to give your organs. And on day eight, he gave his heart to a four-month-old that had never been home from the hospital. And, I mean, can you imagine how great their family is, and their parents and their grandparents and their brothers and their sisters together? He's like 10, 11 months old now. This is so fantastic. And then we gave his liver to a kid who was on our floor, the ICU floor. We must have gone by, because we prayed for everybody on the floor. Once we surrendered, the room of Bo lit up. Right, my daughter was singing praise in his room, and the nurses would come in, and then they'd all sit and talk. And then he gave his kidneys, two little peanut kidneys, to a 42-year-old woman who was going to die from kidney failure. And she's okay and home. All three of those are home. And so I just turned to my son-in-law, and I just said, you're my hero. If you hadn't done this. So listen, a day in heaven is 1,000 years. And so when I die, when Tom dies, I mean, dang it, we're going to see Bo. It would have been like 3 minutes for him. And so I don't know the whole reason, but I can promise you God's in this with you.
Guys, what a show. You need to go find Bob Bodine. Go to bobbodine.com. We'll see you next week with Mark Victor Hansen. Stick around after the show for the show after the show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.